Creativity. I love it. I crave it. I gotta have it. And boy, does it ever want to just beat the hell out of me every day and just leave me going, nah, I'm done with you. I'll come back in about 10 minutes and we'll do it all over again. Oh, up and down, up and down, up and down. Probably more downs than ups, though, right? We say yes to creativity all the time. That's what I mean by unplugged. Totally uncut, because we all make mistakes. So let's turn it into a tool. This is Arrow Unplugged. So if I came on here every day and said, oh man, it's a beautiful, happy day. Welcome, everybody. You'd call me out, wouldn't you? You'd say, you fake. There's no way anybody is that happy all the time. You fake. And I think that because I've been in radio or attached to broadcasting for 41 years, yeah, there are times I put on the candy-coated plastic bathroom mirror smile because it's sometimes that's my requirement. That's the command. It's like, go in there. I don't care how you feel today, but you need to throw that ball into the end zone. I know you're going to take a lot of hits from that defense, but you can do it, man. Get your butt into that end zone. Run with the ball. Don't just throw the ball. Just do something. And you have to coach yourself into participating with this process at all times. Our minds, I mean, they're constantly sifting through the remnants of yesterday's clouds and clutter. Yours is doing it. Mine is doing. And it puts itself in a place of now. We have really no problem of getting to this place called now because we have to live in it and we have to make decisions in it. But we have created some self-generated distance that has got to be patched up and understood better. The who, what, where, whys, and whens. I mean, I'm guilty of playing that mental game. And it's a daily challenge to try to remember what it is that we did yesterday when we can't even let go of yesterday. For instance, like, what did you have for dinner last night? What did you have? Did you eat dinner? What did you have? What were you watching last night on television before the primetime television shows came on? What were you doing? See, I put myself through that mental test every freaking morning. Oh, I'll wake up at 2:15. I'll wake up at 3:30. And I'll go, what did you have for dinner last night? I'm not even awake. And I'm asking myself questions. I'm grilling myself. And it's crazy like that. And that's why I've got to go into yoga nidra, which is a form of meditation, so that I can let myself go. You've got to be able to take the subconscious mind and the conscious mind. And it's like, you know, look, you either need to turn on or turn off. But we're not going to sit here at 3:30 in the morning and have an inner battle with a self that is basically just beating the living hell out of me. Hey, it's Arrow. This is the Daily Mess, a chronological walk through an everyday world. I do live and I mindfully live in the presence of now. And the reason why is because I learn from where we stand. But the one thing that we need to learn more than anything else is that we didn't get from here to here by a sudden change in our life by saying, whoop, there it is, just like a little genie in a bottle, that all of a sudden, you know, whoop, there it is, your day of victory is here. Well, how did I get here? I don't know. This is the Daily Mess. Learning to live this life of being present in the now comes with a ton of accountability. Oh my. And that's a lot of weight on these aging shoulders. Nothing just happens in our everyday world. The dot doesn't suddenly appear on the everyday map. So therefore, what do? I'll sit here in question all the time. The presence of meditation has got to be that tool that I go to no matter what time of day it is to work with and not against the self that I am. Because every action, every reaction, there's a continuation. If you have a positive or a negative, if you're in between, if you're empty, if you're too full, there's going to be a continuation of that place. And it's through that level of acceptance that your mind's eye does everything it can to either prevent or enhance a future experience. I mean, this is a frightening thing. It really is. It scares the living crap out of me every day, this walk does, because of the way that so many of us talk, what we post, what we pass forward through the levels of social media that we're connected with. I personally call that the echo effect. And it has a way of keeping your feet in the past while your mind thinks it's been convinced to live in the now. There you are, right there in front of your subconscious, and it's restless, and it's not in a good mood, and your conscious mind is struggling and doing everything that it can to locate any level of inner peace. Mindfulness has got to be teamed up with gratefulness, and they've got to be able to relieve the pressure of your anxiety. Man, it's tough, and that's a big reason why a lot of people don't want to be mindful of their moment of now, to live in the presence of this place. And the reason why is because it puts so much accountability in your vision and your next decision that it's like, you know what? I'm going to go back to my past, and I'm going to find a happy spot. a little place in there with trees that are green and flowers that are blue and yellow and pink. I'm going to go back there. I don't want to have to deal with the clutter that's happening right here. Oh, you know what's going on in the news. And you know that those news departments play you like a fiddle. They want you to keep coming back. They know that you've got anxiety and fear. And they know that you're looking for that rush. You're looking for that one place that you can be happy. So where is that place? That's why I meditate. Yoga Nidra is the breaking down of the different levels that have clogged up your system of choice, your darkness and things like that. And it does take some time to get used to, but you're learning how to break free and you're able to clear your mind and not close your mind. I don't want to close anything off. I just want to clear myself so that I can handle with what has already been given to me. Sure, we all have different experiences, but what are you learning from those experiences? And that's where you've got to be able to grow forward and outward, to allow things to move through you. Think of yourself as a stream, and that stream, if it just sits there, it becomes murky and it gets all these little bugs in it. It's like then you get moss in it. It just doesn't look right. And you know, a dog will look at it and say, man, I'm thirsty, but I'm not doing that. So you want flow. So when things happen to you today, good or bad, I realize those moments of victory, they, you know, you just want to cherish them and hoard them for yourself so you can live off, you know, save it for a rainy day. Don't do it. There'll be more. It may not look like that one, but there'll be a different form of victory. But just let it move through you. Accept it. Say, I'm grateful for this. Man, I'm glad that I was present for this place because now I'm going to learn from it and I'm going to share it so that others can have a great day as well. I'm Errol, and that's The Daily Mess.